preview.
I think I just heard some. Are we on? I just heard some sound from back there. What the hell? That's freaking weird. It's like a poltergeist is in here. Episode 69. We used to be number 69. Have drifted
we're
to
fighting,
70.
We're fighting back to get our 69.
We're
going to
get
spot.
It back, dude. I mean, I already ordered those t-shirts. So, yeah, we got to come back to. This is going to be an awesome weekend of baseball. We'll talk about the game last night in a second. But you've got a couple really cool things happening. Number one, the division-leading Mets are in town. Number two, we're wearing Nike City Connect jerseys all weekend. Number three, Saturday is Cuban Heritage Night. And there's a really cool thing they're doing. Have you seen the hats? So they're all red. Everything's red. Marlins logo in like a gray or white. On the side is a Cuban flag. And then on the back where it Velcros together is also the Cuban flag. So you get that in a ticket and a special deal for Saturday. So that should be pretty awesome.
So cool.
And the Cuban history and heritage of baseball is so deep and so awesome, and not even in this city, but around the country. So
hottest ticket in town Saturday night, Cuban Heritage Night.
Yeah.
City Connect jerseys. I mean, it's exciting stuff.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Last night, that's the Marlins I want to see. That's the Marlins team I want to see. Sandy bounces back after that disastrous start against the Dodgers. The guys last night were saying a couple things could have been going on. He could have been tipping his pitches because that guy never gets lit up like that. And number two, maybe just a little amped up to play the, you know, reigning world champs or whatever. Yep. And you're on a long road trip. But no, he came back and was the Sandy I'm used to seeing. Went a full six, nine strikeouts, two hits, three walks, no runs. Shutout baseball that we expect from him. And then we come in relief by committee with your boy sidearm Simber, Detweiler, and Zach Pop all played great. Zach Pop with three strikeouts in a row. That kid's pretty good. I'm glad we kept him.
Yep.
That was a Rule 5 guy that we got from Baltimore. But he seems like he's going to be a solid contributor in that bullpen. Cooper. What happened? He ate his Wheaties? Something happened to him yesterday. Hopefully they don't drug test him and he falls victim to that.
Don't even say that.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, so yeah, he looked great. Damn near hit the cycle. First of all, poor scoring in that game. That ball was completely uncatchable by the third baseman. Yeah, yeah. It was a rip.
Yeah.
There was no way that's not a double. They're going to appeal it. But he never got another chance to come up to bat to hit the single that
to go
he had
single.
The all the big parts of it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly. He had the hard parts.
Yeah, the home run, the triple, and even the double that should have. I mean, they called a single, which is garbage. And then Rojas had another blast, and he looks good. And then we were resting two pretty good guys.
Yep.
Great guys in Jazz and Adam Duvall.
Jazz and Duvall, and they coming back tonight.
Oh yeah,
rested.
Sure. For sure. So we got Jordan Holloway starting tonight. It will definitely be a pen night. I don't expect him going more than three or four innings. And then you've got some of these guys that we have been resting that we haven't used out there yet. So tonight should be a decent game going against Stroman. Righty 3-4 with a 2.72, 35 strikeouts, decent pitcher. But if we keep the bats warm, we should be good to go.
Yep. We're going to give these Mets a good series.
I'll tell you what, it'd be sweet to sweep them because then we tie for first.
I know, can you imagine?
We're only three games back, right?
Three. Now. That's. I was going to say, we got, you know, there's going to come a point where we got to do a report card on the team's progress. And it's like to be sitting here on a Friday night.
Yeah.
In May, three games back from the lead.
Pretty sweet.
You know, like it's not a bad place to be.
Yeah. I mean, and then you got the Phillies coming right back after that. So I'm going tonight. With Richard from the office, who's a huge Marlins fan. And
shout out to Richard. That's going to be cool.
And then maybe I'm going to get to go tomorrow night.
Yep. I'm going tomorrow night. I'm taking my Cuban wife.
Yeah, yeah. She's okay with Cuban Heritage Night, but not like just a regular Friday night opener.
I got,
that makes no sense.
No, I got the kibosh. I got to go to church tonight. So
okay.
I got the you're coming to church tonight for Plymouth Church. Shout out to Plymouth Church for the inspirited celebration for the families. It's actually great.
There you go. I like that.
It's in the Grove. It's outside. It's just it's really more of a a picnic among friends.
It's not like back in the beginning of COVID where the priest would shoot the holy water on you with like a water pistol.
The water pistol, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So look, I mean, I grew up Catholic, so we went to, I mean, the bad kids that wanted to go out and party, we went Saturday night. Yeah, I never went to the Sunday Mass ever. Maybe Christmas or Easter.
Easter.
Sorry,
if it happened on a Sunday.
Yeah,
it happened. Well, I got to tell you something. It was interesting. I was thinking about us and you know, I always try to put sports in a greater context. And I was watching last night. Panthers come from behind, third period, down 2-0 in the series, mm-hmm. come back from a two-goal deficit in the third, go to overtime.
Squeak
beat those Lightning in a series changing win on the road in Tampa.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, they would say there's no such thing as a must win. That's not an elimination game. That was a must win game.
Right.
And then watching the Marlins do their thing, and then I tweeted out today. I retweeted somebody said, "Unusual day of sports tomorrow in Miami." Do you know what's happening tomorrow?
No.
It's like 12:30 Panthers. I mean, sorry. 12:30 Heat.
Okay.
2:00 Panthers.
7:00.
Well, it's like 7:00 Marlins, and then you got Inter Miami going too. But I mean, what a game. Playoff games.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
The Mets. Think about it. You got two playoff games.
Which is a playoff game.
Mets. I mean, it's just a cool, like it made me just kind of think of like, we're back, baby. Like we're back. Just a busy weekend.
I'd be psyched if we go 4-for-4 in all those games tomorrow. Heat have a tough series against the Bucks. Yeah, that's not the draw. That's not the draw you want, really.
Are you going to watch? Like, is that something you watch?
Playoff games.
Yeah. But I mean,
watching that season is.
It's funny because I got it's. I'm with you, and I watch a lot of Heat games. But it's like when you get here, it's like that. They always talk like, what are the best playoffs? And I like my favorite playoff. What's your favorite playoff?
World Series.
Sports. My favorite playoff for quality of games, I think, is NFL. I don't know what it is. There's an intensity of those games, maybe because it's just a one-off game. But the seven game, like to go out there and to think about right now, you got to beat those Bucks.
Yeah.
Four out of seven.
They're nasty, bro.
Like that is a tough assignment.
Yeah, that's going to be rough. But look, if anybody can do it, it's going to be Jimmy Buckets and Hero and those guys.
Yep. So
obviously want them to win that thing and get the credit they deserved. I mean, they had a bunch of injuries. They battled back from that. And then
Spoelstra never gets any credit.
Yeah.
And he only puts together every year.
Right.
Figures that it's like a rat looking for the cheese. He always finds the cheese somehow, man. He
you know, crazy. And I was just talking, I was down at the tavern talking to some of my boys down there the other day, and a crazy trivia. And I knew this, and I was the one that told the story about it because they were talking about Hank Gathers from Loyola Marymount, the guy that died on the basketball court. Well, guess who was on that court with him? Eric Spoelstra, playing for the University of Portland.
I didn't know that.
He was on the court that night playing.
That is interesting.
Yep. He was there that day.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that random trivia for whatever, but that's Eric Spoelstra for the University of Portland was on the court that night.
Hank Gather died. I had no idea. Yeah.
Bummer.
Wow.
Bummer.
It's interesting.
But I still have aspirations because he started really as a video guy. Yeah. So there might be a chance for me to – maybe rise to the level of
the
guy in the corner of the outfield that gets the balls and then throws them up to the fans or whatever.
Throws them up to the fans.
Or wings one at some little brat that's been yelling at you the whole game. Heater coming.
I love it. Yeah. That's awesome.
Do you
think
they're going to have like a bunch of Cuban themed food and music? And
I think the music's going to be out of control. Yeah. I think it's going to be, I think they need to do, you know, when you go to a game in the DR, they have all the dancing girls up on top of the dugout. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to the game of baseball. Like when you go in Latin America to a game, that energy, and it's very different than what we're used to. I mean, I'm an old school guy. I don't like the music. Like, I mean, I love the Latin music. Don't get me wrong.
No, but you love the band that comes through the concourse banging the drums and
exactly.
Horns. No, that's cool as hell.
But I mean, to me, it's like, we're not Yankee Stadium.
Right.
we're the freaking Marlins. And to me, it's like, I like the idea of like, let's just go full out. Let's have the dancing girls between the
all innings. All of the mermaids.
And just go.
Yeah.
Just go. Yeah. Whatever happened to the fat guys that danced out there? Remember the mermen?
Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
they need,
yeah.
Like, to me, it's like, I say bring the lunacy. I think the energy is great. And I love the Heritage Knights. I think they're cool as could be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And there's so many good ones too. Venezuelan, Dominican, Mexican, Puerto Rican.
Yeah. So that's, I just think we're so excited. It's like the Mets lead, you know, division leading Mets, yeah. Saturday night, Cuban Heritage Night.
And so Gripkowski, who was supposedly going to come on today, is in a sweat lodge in Arizona or wherever, Sedona. Yeah, whatever, man. I hope you get some bad Mexican.
He says he's going to zoom in on us on or come in on us. We're going to do like a couple live shots. I think he's going to some Diamondback games. So
Diamondback Mets games?
I don't know Mets or whatever.
Oh, he's just he's a fan no matter what.
Yep. He's like us. It's just like,
but I kind of wanted to like dog on him a little bit, you know, about that super expensive infield that has produced zero so far. Lindor is not that good. Or he's just, you know, he's one of those guys that took a big chunk and maybe his last season he was prepping for that big payday and went all out.
Yep.
So here's a cool story. And maybe I've already prepped this or we talked about it the other day or yesterday even, is Tony Bosch has Luke Pettigrew from the Giants, Notre Dame guy, most hated, one of the most hated Golden Domers by all Hurricanes.
All Canes.
And played on a team that went to the Super Bowl in 2000? Or what's the one where Kerry Collins was a quarterback?
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah, exactly.
And another no-name quarterback actually won that, Dilfer.
The Dilfer.
For the Ravens. Ray Lewis got a ring that time. So
that was that's what started the whole game manager thing. Remember?
Right.
All you need is a game manager.
Wrong.
That didn't last long.
Right, they figured that out.
That theory of football management did not last
long. They figured it out really quick. So, he's going to be on, can't wait to meet him in person. He was on a show for a stream that was pretty good, but this is going to be way cooler. It seems like Tony Bosch has a knack of getting bad boys on his shows.
Yeah, imagine.
But that. I think they hang out together.
Imagine that.
I don't know that they met in jail, but yeah, I don't think Luke was actually in federal.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
No.
We'll spread the rumor for the game.
Guy's a great freaking offensive lineman in the history of football, at least in the
And if you
era.
Haven't watched Tony's show, it's fun to talk to Tony because it's just there's no BS. It's like he breaks it down.
That's
for
why
you.
They call it the ugly truth.
It's the ugly truth. It's a great show. Yeah, there's not a lot of time wasted on niceties on his show.
Oh no, they get right to the point pretty quick. And he's had some really good guests, and I know he's got some guests in the future that are going to be awesome. Michael Vick, Ray Lewis. I even heard Ice Cube might be here. Crazy story about that. Second Lollapalooza, I think it was like 1992.
Yep.
Here are the headliners: Red Hot Chili Peppers, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, Ministry, Jesus and Mary Chain, the Sugar Cubes, but they always had a rap artist.
Yep.
The first one was Ice-T.
Yep.
Second one, I was there, Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
Yeah. So if I get to see him, I'm going to tell him, bro, you killed it.
He killed it. It's funny you say that because I went to that one, Ice Cube's one in 92. I was in Atlanta. I was a summer associate at a law firm and went, and it was one of the, it was like it rained. The whole thing was a mud pit.
Oh yeah, but people still loved
it. Oh no, it was. I remember coming home and being like so disgusted with myself. Like it was
right.
Mess. Those Lollapaloozas bring back good memories. And it was funny as you said that because you know it was funny to think about like what would that be like? Mostly a grunge, like a rock and roll setup.
Yeah.
And those rappers would always show up and kill it. Like, he brought it.
Oh yeah, big time. And plus, women, when you're taking mushrooms and whatever other drugs, you really care about mud? Not really. I think it's like paint. It's like body paint. Yeah. So
it's
the good old days.
I got to tell a quick story. I was at a Grateful Dead concert at University of Florida. I was in law school. And the show was starting. Like, all the students were late. And they had those, you know how they put sometimes they put up the fences that don't have the proper structuring.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a chain link.
Rail through right through there.
So, you know, all of a sudden someone just makes a break for it, knocks the fence down. Everyone runs in. Well, there was porta potties behind it. And so, of course, you know, I run in with everybody else and I'm later in the crowd, you know, like I'm not the lead, but I'm coming through while the porta potty has been knocked over. And I see they open up the porta potty and a guy gets out and he's got the wife beater on. He's a built guy. He gets out. He pulls off his wife beater, and so he's covered in that blue poop everywhere. But he's nice. But he's got the outline. Look at Denise's grossed up. He's got the outline of it. And I won't stand up and do it. But he, you know, he's got the outline of the wife beater where the poop's not on him, and he just starts flexing like,
nice, sweet. That guy, that wasn't as much fun.
Hey, listen, you got to play the cards that are dealt you, man.
That's right. I'm pretty sure when he woke up that morning, he didn't think he was going to get covered and
be turned poop. Over, turned over in a.
Yeah. And then turned into a poop smurf. That's amazing. A
poop smurf.
That's killer. All right. So a bunch of good games, man. I'm looking forward to it. This weekend's going to be good. Tomorrow, I think we're going to see probably maybe Pablo or Trevor.
Hey, real quick.
But we're not going to get DeGrom, thank God.
Real quick before you go, what do you think about the pitching being dominant right now?
It's odd. The most no hitters tied for the most no hitters since when? 1800 something?
I think the problem is I was watching the shift at the Canes game, so much shifting. And, you know, the guy I was with was Mike Caffey was asking me, Gable's Insider, check out his column. And he was like, should we outlaw the shift? And I said, no. And I told him, like, my memory, he's an older guy. And I was like, my memory is Rob Carew. Remember that bat, this? And it's like, if you put that shift on Rob Carew, he'd hit a double off the wall every time. Like it is so crazy to me. These kids, we've got to teach these kids back. Like, I coach 8-year-olds and they learn how to lay down a bunt.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you eliminate the shift. Like, you're going to shift me
in a minute.
You're going to shift me. I'm getting on first. I'm going to get on every time. Like, I don't, I don't know what it is. And I think part of this no hitter and the dominance is the shift is effective. If you're pulling every ball.
Yeah. They're going to catch it. They're going to be right there. What is it? 9 so far? And then there was another one last night.
Yeah.
Crazy. But I've seen some pretty long bombs too.
Yeah.
So that's the fact that they dulled the ball or dumbed it down a little bit or made it less pop doesn't seem like it's affected the ball leaving the yard, you know?
So, because I'm definitely not, I got to tell you something. I'm not I want to see a bunch of runs. Like it's funny how you get I love defense in football. I feel like an old man. It's like, I love small ball. Yeah. I love hit and runs. There was a hit and run. I love
good pitching.
There was a hit and run at the Canes game that just, you know, like when you see it executed well, it's like, you're literally, you're like, how did that guy get home? Like how, you know, and it's like, you know, he just took off so fast on that hit and run, you know, and it's just like, it's so fun to see runs scored like that. I like the hard work that goes into that.
Absolutely. Well, that's why people fall in love with teams like the Rays, the A's, that have to do it because they don't have they don't have the big bats.
Yeah.
So when you can't hit all jacks, you got to figure out a way to hit it in the gap. Texas leaguers, whatever it comes down to.
Just bunt squeezes. Like, it's funny. So you see a lot more of that. Well, and in my game, it was like the Canes weren't hitting, and it was like they just tried to manufacture some stuff, and it was funny. I love those bunt squeezes. I love that. It's just exciting baseball.
Freaking awesome.
It just puts everyone on edge. You see the infield playing in. You see all that stuff.
But that's chess amongst checker players. That's the difference.
Yeah.
That's the difference. And a guy and a manager like Gino or like Donnie Baseball, those guys know those tricks. They've been around the game for so long.
Yep.
So, all right, episode 69, going to the game tonight, maybe tomorrow. You're going for sure. Then I'm going back Monday, Tuesday, and possibly Wednesday.
We're going to go together.
So that's like 4 or 5 games in a row. So
all right.
Awesome. Denise, you're the best. Like, follow, subscribe on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
Back to 69.
Or go to MiamiMarlins.com where you can figure out where you want to watch the podcast, listen to the podcast on a multitude of different channels, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and others.
Thanks, Denise, the producer of the top-rated show
in Miami's community news,
Mainline Marlins.
That's it. All right, let's flip the end, boys. Take those Mets out. Go fish. Preview.